Hello.
Hi, my name is Dominique. We're returning your call from customer support. How can I assist you?
I'm calling regarding the Walmart gift.
I'm sorry?
I'm calling regarding a Walmart gift and entitled to.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can hardly hear you.
I am calling in regarding a Walmart gift that I was entitled to.
Okay. How can I assist you?
Well, there's a $2. I mean, don't you know anything about this?
I wouldn't know exactly what gift you're talking in regarding to, ma'am.
It's a Walmart KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, that's not an automatic win. You're entered into a drawing to win that mixer.
Well, according to that, it said to send $2 for ship to cover the shipping.
Yes, ma'am. It's not an automatic win. When you pay that, you're entered into a drawing to win that mixer.
Because the way it's printed up is if I've already won it, I'm only paying for the shipping. It's misrepresentation. Because you're saying you're entered into a drawing. It just says pay the $2 for shipping.
Yes, ma'am. That's to enter into the drawing. Yes, ma'am. I'm advising you.
All right. Well, I'm just saying that's misrepresentation. I've worked for a lawyer for 16 years now. So when I go to work tomorrow, I'm going to ask them about this.
Okay. So yes, ma'am. That's fine. Did you place an order or anything?
Pardon me?
Did you place an order?
No. It came up that, you know, I was entitled to this gift. And,
okay.
You know, to pay the $2 for shipping costs.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. It does state that customers will receive an email with the link for a survey, and in exchange for completing that survey, they enter into a chance to win various prizes.
That isn't what came up on mine. All it said is, the $2 for a shipping fee.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, I'm advising you that it's not an automatic win. It's a drawing.
All right. Well, I'm going to hand this over, talk to my boss about it, and see what he thinks about it, because this is a scam then. Thank you.
That's fine. Bye.
All right.
Thank you.